This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
With Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So, Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers Podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.
So we come to the part of the show that you're always waiting for, which is the expert interview part, and I get the pleasure of doing this. And furthermore, this week, my guest is the ubiquitous, the eponymous, Zoe Lacey Cooper.
Wow, that whole introduction took up the whole podcast, Martin, but I love it, loving it.
For the vast majority of our listeners, they will know you as being the queen of Accountex, but you're not the queen of Accountex anymore.
I've been in the events and exhibition industry for 21 years. I've worked in that time in various different industry sectors, ranging from pharmaceuticals, the baby show, the ideal home show, skiing, snowboarding, organic food, and most recently, accounting. The strangest thing happened, you know, I work in some very, very, very glamorous industry sectors, and Accountex fell on my desk and I had the opportunity to work on the newly acquired, working with the UK accounting community, they told me. And I said, well, I currently do a really sexy show in Sweden called the Organic Food Fair, where I deal with very beautiful people and very sexy products. And I'm like, no, have a look at the figures and look at the industry and look at the potential. So cut a long story short, I came back off maternity very early to take on this show called Accountex, whatever Accountex was. Little did I know the impact that it would have on my life. I'm used to working on a show, Martin, for 2-3 years and then I move on.
Right.
That's the way I do. I'm a bit of a launcher. I like to work on things, establish the industry, do what I can, and I move on. Couldn't let go of accounting. These little opportunities kept coming my way. I was like, oh, not quite ready to let go yet. And no. I think, there's a bit more to do on Accountex, I think. And the odd thing is that I think I found my heart and my place, which was the accounting profession.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that response a lot. But there's just something about this one. It's being in Accountex, you have a bit of an outsider's perspective. So yeah. You deal with the tech, you deal with the influencers, the gurus, those that are on their journey. Biggest thing that I found from it is always that you make friends for life. It's a real close-knit community. You collaborate together and you support each other. And that natural support I got, you know, when I first took over, the natural hand to help me and support me genuinely,
yes,
was just exceptional, and that never left me. So obviously, as you know, COVID happened, events industry took a little tumble. I was given the opportunity to go client side, and I got a call from Des O'Neill from Omnipro, as some of you may know, to give me the opportunity to utilize my experience and my knowledge and contacts in the UK accounting ecosystem and take another company to the new level. Watching the accounting ecosystem as a whole going through COVID, you know, watching the accountants keeping businesses alive, watching those that serve the accountants, you know, the influencers, the supporters, trying to advise these people out of it, but also the vendors, you know, the software, the technology element. Mm-hmm. The technology element for me is also what I really enjoy. This kind of entrepreneurial spirit that happens, particularly in those progressive areas, you know, watching those progressive accountants and their journey and the technology element.
Yeah.
I kind of get quite inspired by that. I learn every day. I mean, you guys and girls write a lot of books, but it's because you think differently. you do take your business very seriously, and I've learned a lot from that. So to take on my next part of my role and to still continuously learn from a technology perspective, from an entrepreneurial perspective, even a business perspective, I just get all that from serving the accounting community.
So what is it that you're doing now?
So I am now managing CPD Store. And for any accountants, particularly in the UK, or for those CPAs out in America, this is your accreditation for you and your profession. So as you know, you need a certain amount of points or hours for you to get signed off by your institute. So CPD Store does what it says on the tin, but our focus is not being a CPD tickie. For those in England, they know that it's very easy accessible, Martin. You get CPD everywhere. It's free. Everyone gets it. America's a bit more harder. You have to pay a little bit more out in America and some other countries. But what we want to do is actually say, well, actually, you know, you're an accountant serving business. You kind of need to know this stuff. Kind of need to know what the new VAT mandate is going to be next month, and kind of need to know what tax updates are happening so you can serve your clients better. However, with COVID, everything's gone online and we are sitting here with hours upon hours of CPD and learning Zoom calls with accountants just scooping up CPD. My knowledge with putting together programs with 250 speaker sessions at Accountex, I just wanted to put that in a place where people can go, you know what, I've got to actually learn some stuff. I don't just need a CPD tickie. Where would I go for that? Where am I going to actually learn something? Who's going to give me case studies? Where am I going to have a little bit of, you know, a bit of interaction? Just a place where I can learn in a really good environment. So what I'm doing is I'm heading up CPD Store. We also have a branch in Ireland. And so we're launching in the UK at the moment, but we've been currently looking after the Irish accounting community for about, I think, 10 or 15 years now. So we've got the business that's very well established. And then we have this new business using all of our expertise and our technology and event platforms online to launch in the UK.
Fantastic. So it's kind of like the University of Continuing Professional Development.
Oh, I like that.
You can have that for free. I'm now going to take you back to the Accountex days to ask you the next question, because if there is anybody who's an expert on this subject, it would be you. What are your thoughts now on where we go with events? Because we've just, at the time of recording this interview, have had Accountex Summit North, which we've covered in abundance on this show. And there's clearly a novelty factor in returning to face-to-face. Do you think that'll be maintained now?
Okay, so this is something of my area of expertise, because when I was in the exhibition industry, this is where I would be on stage talking about this thing right now. I did a lot of benchmarking surveys and research, and this is what I would normally present on in my previous life. Mm-hmm. Now, 12 years ago, I actually used to run virtual events. Oh, it was the new best thing. This is going to be great. This is going to take over the world. This is the vision of events. And guess what happened, Martin? It wasn't. And COVID happened and we were like, whoa, yes, virtual events. This is where it's going to happen. This is the time. The moment is now. And do you know what? Exhibition-wise, in my opinion, I do not think it is. We work in many industries that have very tangible products, and you can't do it online. You can't have a virtual booth. It just doesn't work. And that is my opinion 12 years ago. It is my opinion now. However, content and learning can be done online if done in the right way. Accountex London, for example, used to have 10,000 visitors across 2 days.
Yep.
And those visitors were people that would want to come out, meet people, network and learn. But there was also, I mean, what's the number, Martin? That's a whole nother podcast. But, you know, the number of accountancies in the UK is pretty high. Yes. 10,000 is a very small amount. So moving into a hybrid business model not only opens up your reach in terms of the people you're, you know, getting in contact, but it means you're reaching people who don't go to face-to-face events. My opportunity, I think, particularly for accounting, is there is a place for both, particularly learning online, but the interaction, the networking and this whole tangible, you know, with the software that's out there, I think that has to just be face-to-face, I think. You just can't do that online. It's very hard. And the events industry, I would not say are very progressive in terms of technology. You know, I struggled. I was working in the events industry serving the accountancy profession, mm-hmm. and 50% of my time was blown away with the amount of over-the-top technology you had access to.
Yes.
And then my day job is kind of like, oh, we're not even in the cloud yet. you know, we obviously are now, and things have progressed on a lot over the last couple of years. But, you know, again, accounting, believe it or not, if they agree to it or not, are a hell of a lot ahead of other industry sectors than they probably think they are.
Which I'm sure the listeners will be delighted and somewhat surprised to hear as well, because they are often painted with a rather grey hue.
They are.
So I think they'd enjoy that. For those who are thinking now, all right, maybe perhaps I want to take a bit more of a proactive approach to actually check out CPD Store, what is their first step to contact CPD Store or you and find out exactly what you're doing right now?
So best thing to do for the UK listeners is www.cpdstore.co.uk. We also have .com as well for our international clients, all those in Ireland. And if you go on there, at the moment we're offering some free CPD webinars, but we also got our CPD festival coming up at the end of the year, which is a lovely combination of all the core technical training and updates that you need. And we've brought in some really good, well-known teachers, I'll call them. I don't want to call them speakers, teachers who can teach what you actually need to know and not get that CPD ticky off at the end of the year.
Excellent. So there you go, guys. The expert interview with Zoe was brought to you today by CPD, Community and Connection. Zoe, thank you very much for being my guest. And guys, I will see you all on the next episode.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.